Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, time now to bring him in. Let's call Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and gold analyst Paul Immig is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Paul Immig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Paul, hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving.
Bill, I did. And I just have to comment on your story just before here, that before I came on. I saw this video of the turkey attacking the mailman yesterday.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was last night or this morning. I didn't know it was your video or your wife's
video.
Yeah. Yeah, that's called going viral, I think.
Sherry ended up, I think the video now is like at 17 million views. Something that's crazy like that. It's bananas. I can't believe it. So now she's got the video of the Amazon guy getting all pissed off. And who knows, man? Anytime you're near Sherry, maybe just something weird's going to happen.
More subscribers. Drive up the YouTube views.
Oh, I told her, I said, put it on YouTube. We'll put it on our YouTube channel and go from there.
Right.
Hey, so this what is going to make you feel good on Sunday with the Green Bay Packers to make it look as if they've got things back on track?
Well, I mean, you take it all and you say, you know, you lost by 29 to a legit Super Bowl contender. Whatever you do to a 2-9 team is, you know, you take it with a grain of salt because there are just so many weaknesses on that Giants football team. And I will say, though, one thing that I think would make me feel either better about the Packers defensively or worse if it doesn't happen is I think New York Giants fans would tell you, Bill, they're quite happy with Daniel Jones. You know when you put in a rookie quarterback like that you're going to have a down year. And honestly, you know, if you're looking out for the long-term outlook of the Giants franchise, you probably don't mind having a bad year as long as Daniel Jones is playing okay, because you invest a high pick there, and now if you can have a top five pick next year, you know, you start to build something. But what Daniel Jones is a turnover machine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A fumble machine. He's thrown picks. He's especially, I mean, if you looked at his fumble loss numbers, they're pretty remarkable. You know, this is a guy you turn over. Okay. And now if he's going to end up forcing things, or, you know, if he's not flustered by, you know, in the pocket and he starts to get comfortable. I mean, I've seen a few of the Giants games this year, just, you know, live on TV, especially early in the season when he first took over, for Eli Manning. And like, I think he has a bright future. Like, I don't think he's going to get stuck in that Mitch Trubisky, you know, no future type of thing where it's just like, man, this guy just doesn't have it. I think Daniel Jones has it, but one thing that would make me feel either good about the Packers' defense would be as if they did force Daniel Jones into multiple turnovers. But if the Packers walk out of that game not having any of their end zone full defensive group end zone celebration things, you know, that they became quite well known for early in the year when they were forcing turnovers at a big number, if they don't have any of those, and they put up a game against, you know, whether they win or lose, but if the defense doesn't force the Giants offense, and Daniel Jones in particular, into a, you know, at least two turnovers, I think that it would make me feel like if you can't do it against Daniel Jones and a 2-9 Giants offense with a rookie quarterback who's still very much getting his feet wet, then what chance do you have to do that against, you know, an elite NFC team, whether it be, you know, Saints or the 49ers in a playoff matchup, or the Russell Wilson, the Seahawks in a playoff matchup against the Seahawks. So that's kind of one of my big ones, Bill, is forcing Daniel Jones to look like he's looked in a lot of these games, as opposed to letting him get comfortable. Because if he gets comfortable, he can do damage to you. Again, I don't know what chance you have in a playoff matchup against a good team.
Well, my other question is, offensively speaking, and we were talking about this earlier, and I don't know if you heard the Matt LaFleur presser, but Matt LaFleur was asked about the getting a play in, getting it off quicker, not running the clock down to zero, not taking timeouts, you know, and such. And if he had a concern, he said, well, really not unless we take a penalty. No, I'm not concerned about it. It's something we'll look at in the offseason. And it caught my ears because, one, it's something that we have complained about, or at least talked about, discussed out loud more than a few times. But to say that, well, we'll look at it in the offseason, does that strike you as no sense of urgency or the inability? Because to me, the only way that I guess you correct that is if you change the terminology, and maybe they just don't want to do that in the middle of the season. But it seemed like it was almost, don't worry about it, we're good.
Well, I think we continue to find out the motivational style of Matt LaFleur. I think had he, because again, what he says in the media is, partially, you always kind of take some of it with, is he sending a message to his players knowing that they're going to see this stuff, or is it, 100% honest, or is the truth somewhere in the middle? And, if one of the discussion points in those offensive, game plan rooms has been about this topic, he probably doesn't want those guys to, panic or overthink it or worry about it. So I will say, Bill, part of me wondered if it was one of those calming techniques, for the coach to basically be telling his players through the media, like, don't worry, this isn't a big deal. Which is a one technique you could use, right? Like, we got to know Mike McCarthy's motivational techniques really well. And one of his that I always remember is he would never, ever, ever say anything in his press conferences to put his players in a tough spot to have to answer things in the locker room. So, again, we don't know exactly all of LaFleur's various techniques and styles and whatnot. So, this might be one of them where he's just going to kind of deflect a little bit, let things become not overblown in the press, because then what if he says something and it becomes a talking point during the broadcast on Sunday, and then players are getting tech, so it's all of these factors I think you have to evaluate. I will say about his comments themselves, though, if you take them at face value, it is, but Bill, I think it is one of those things that is, as much as it might, be a bummer to hear it if you're a Packers fan, I do think it's a tough thing to necessarily correct in season, because how do you all of a sudden just add 6 seconds to your play clock, or how do you all of a sudden just beat 6 seconds or 8 seconds quicker? But no, it's definitely something that it's why we knew going into the season and the LaFleur-Rodgers relationship with the way like LaFleur runs his offense, that this could be something that kind of got them into trouble at times. And it's cost them penalties. It's cost them timeouts. And I don't know how to compare it to the rest of the league, Bill, because I haven't seen a stat that would kind of make it like, well, they're actually pretty average when it comes to this. So I don't have that number to make a good comparison, but it doesn't surprise me to see him downplay it in a press conference, I guess.
The Packers promote Yosh Nieman, and then they sign the offensive tackle Cody Conway, and then out of retirement comes Jared Veldheer. Do you now feel good about the Packers at the tackle position?
Well, I will say, I haven't seen... obviously you couldn't have watched Veldheer's recent film because there hasn't been any, but there are worse things to do in late November, I think, than add a 10-year vet. By the way, Veldheer is huge, Bill. He's 6'8", 325.
That's a big cat right there, yeah.
He's just a massive human being. He's played 10 years in the league. He's, again, you don't know Bulaga's status for Sunday. He seems like he's on track to play, which seems crazy. It almost seems like counterproductive if he's, if he's like 75-85%, I might just say, hey, Veldheer, welcome back from the retired list, jump in there. Or even, Alex Light, even though Alex Light has looked so poor, just so Bulaga can maybe get some rest. But, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV, so I'll let them make that decision. I would say, though, there are, if they do get into a position, whether it's this Sunday or down the road a little bit. Again, I don't know if Veldheer can still play. He's been out of the league, for a little bit here and, probably thought his career might be over. But there are worse things to do than add a guy of that experience at this point in time, especially someone who, like we said, is just a giant human being.
Paul, always good. We'll chat again on Monday as we break it all down after the fact, and we'll talk to you then, okay?
All right, Bill.
Enjoy the weekend. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.